want to get a dilemma into us this week, you can email talk@beat102103.com, just like this guy did. Hi guys, I am a 27-year-old from Waterford. I would prefer not to say any names on air.
Totally fine.
I've been single for about 4 or 5 years now after a 6-year relationship that ended horribly. A few weeks ago, I told myself I would get back into the dating scene as I am not getting any younger and would like to start a family of my own. So I started dating this girl who I like a lot. I felt we really hit it off, had a lot in common, and make each other laugh. Everything was going great. We met up a couple of times. She came over to my house on 3 different occasions where we talked, listened to music, and watched some Netflix. We shifted a lot, but nothing more than a cheeky shift. A couple of days ago, she just stopped replying to me, hasn't even opened any of my messages or answered any of my calls. I don't know what to do. It was still early enough that we haven't met each other's friends or families, but I was hoping that would happen soon. I don't feel like I said anything to turn her away, and I really can't understand why just out of nowhere she went quiet. The only time I've been with a girl over the past few years were on one night stands. So for me to open up and actually try to impress a girl was a big move. Should I keep waiting on her, or do I just move on and try to start again? Please help me. That is the first time in a long time that I've seen Niall make bullet point.
I wanted to get it all clear in my head of the story as told. I know it's only a couple of paragraphs we've got there. So I will start. And I will start with the dating scene is tough. It's horrible. It's nasty. And you cannot try and work out what's going on in people's heads. There's been a big conversation about this online the last few weeks about the whole ghosting when you're chatting to somebody, particularly in the gay scene and stuff. But you can't work out what's going on in their head, and therefore you can't let it reflect on you or your confidence, because you just don't know what's going on with people when they just stop chatting to you. You know?
I know you said, like, oh, I'm like, when this came in yesterday, I was just like, oh, this poor guy, and he's really trying and he's met this girl. The thing that struck me, right, and I don't know if it's because I'm watching Love Island at the moment, but like a lot of them say there's 2 things going on, right? A lot of people would say, oh God, here's a lovely guy, he's 27, he wants to meet somebody, he's ready to start a family, he's open enough to be able to say they are the things that he wants, right? Mm. And for a lot of girls, that's a green flag, because a lot of people, you know, want somebody who is in the same boat, in the same position. Unfortunately, it sounds like this girl is not maybe on the same page. And sorry, back to the Love Island thing. The Love Island thing, you will see that a lot of the girls and guys are saying that they're dating multiple people at the mm-hmm. same time. And so you, just because she was somebody and she was the only person that you were seeing, we don't know what her situation yeah. is. I'm going to be really, like, I just think she's not for you. And I think it's heartbreaking because you obviously, after a couple of dates, fell for her, or you really thought this was going somewhere. And it probably was. And you've probably done nothing wrong. And that's the thing that I want you to take from this. Don't change who you are for somebody else, but also don't wait for her, because no. chances are if she's not replying, like, no reply sometimes is response is a response, basically.
And in an ideal world, everybody would be completely clear, honest, and explain their decision making as to why she's not messaging you anymore, but unfortunately that just doesn't happen.
But I would love if the girl had the decency to just say, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
You
best
know, you're
luck.
A lovely
you're a
person
guy.
Move on, because it's not like she went on one date and then ghosted him. She went on 3. They got to know each other a little bit, they had the chats. He really liked her. Sorry, yeah. Go on.
I do want to finish with just a couple of little alarm bells. Number one is, like, you met a couple of times, she came to your gaff, but you are talking about you really wanted to meet friends and family. You want to start a family yourself, that maybe it was a little bit much for her.
Yeah, but we don't know that he said those things to her. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But, like, I don't think that's an alarm bell to want those things.
No.
I think, like, yeah, maybe if he said
two dates in, he says, I was hoping we would meet friends and family soon. That would scare me a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, well, maybe he just fell really hard really quickly for her after a couple of days.
Okay, we know it's a wild world out there. Give us your thoughts and your advice. Should he keep waiting? 085-102-9103.
Will we start with some of the messages? Doreena, my guess, they weren't exclusive. She was seeing multiple lads and she moved on with someone else. Modern manners seem to indicate it's okay to say nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lauren was on to us. This is heartbreaking, and I know how this guy feels all too well. Ghosting is never nice, and it really does play on your insecurities. My best advice is to shake it off, because it's a reflection on her and not him. If she's not responding, I would leave her behind. She should have the decency to talk to him. There is someone out there for him.
I think so. Why do you say that, like, you think it's alarm bells when it's talking about meeting the family? Like, that's only alarm bells if the other person is, it's not reciprocated. But like,
we don't know the intentions of this girl. Maybe she was looking for more of a fling. Maybe she's seen multiple people.
But I don't.
And all of a sudden, on date number two, to say, I really want to meet your parents. I'm just saying, for me, that would be a little bit, whoa, let's spend a bit more time together. Make sure we're right.
Yeah, no, but I suppose I'm just saying, like, I think it's okay to be vulnerable and to say, like, that you want to,
I think it's
somebody
fine to say, I'd like the idea of starting a family and meeting somebody and being serious. That's fine. But again, that would scare some people.
Yeah, no, know? I get that. I mean, it took a long time for me to introduce Niall to Phil and Anne.
It did.
He was more afraid. I was very open from the start.
But then Phil was sitting on the balcony with the Kit Kats out and a great friendship was formed.
Larry said, you're not her cup of tea, lad. And that is life. Suck it up and drive on. Best she killed it now rather than a few years in. I mean, it is easy to say that, but my little beating heart is breaking for him, because I do think when you are completely left to your own head, like, and no, you're getting nothing from somebody else. Imagine where you go. Do you know what I mean? So, like, all we can say to you is,
I think Lauren kind of summed it up perfectly. It's a reflection on that person.
Yeah.
It's not a reflection on you, and it doesn't mean everyone out there is going to be the same.
She should have been honest with you. She should have told you how she was feeling. But maybe, as Niall said, she was just it was a little bit too much. That doesn't mean that it will be for the next person. But also, talk to a friend or someone in your family as well, just to make sure that you can go through it with them and that you don't feel like you're completely on your own in it. But thank you for trusting us with that dilemma. And we know, if it's any consolation, that dating world out there sure, I wouldn't have a hope.
She always says, I wouldn't survive.
I'd be at home with Ashley. That'd be it.